Once again, page 254, we are on Zion. So yesterday we talked about very interesting, a short halacha, but a lot of discussion about someone who's ill, so they daven in bed, think davening, what happens if they feel better, they have to repeat davening. So that brings us to Zion. Mishu hayulo anasi mikan umikan. Someone who had, page 254, Zion, five lines from the bottom? Well, no, four lines from the bottom. Misha yulo anasi mikan umikan. Someone who had bad people, or not trustworthy people, on each side of them. Could be in a terminal, it could be, you know, whatever. You know, you're sitting there and there's people on each side of me. And all of a sudden, if you get up and daven, so they'll start, they'll interrupt you. What are you doing? Hey, man. You know, hey, bro. You know, like, what's going on? You know, so they'll interrupt your davening, which we saw before is a problem if a person's worried that, certainly if they will interrupt a davening. Or they'll take away some of your money, that you have something around. You're in the diamond business and you're walking around with I don't know how much, right? You know, like in Midtown Manhattan. Yeshiv Mimkamo should just sit for Yispala, down while sitting. Why? So again, we always emphasize concept. So think concept. Lefisha ain't datum yushev esolav. Because if you would stand, you won't be able to concentrate because you'll, you know, constantly looking up. And, you know, looking around, what are these guys going to do? And what are they doing? Maybe they're going to take something. Maybe this, maybe that. If you sit, so they won't notice that you're davening. They won't be as suspicious. Even though you have to take three steps back at the end, you're davening. Sit. So you'll have to stand up at the end. But at least for davening, you could sit and bow in place. Be less conspicuous. That's very interesting, again, a very interesting halakha. Again, along the same lines as what we've been learning before.
So even if a person is afraid that his davening would be disrupted, somebody, you're in the employee break room and you're afraid somebody's going to come up to you and say, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Right, so you should just sit.
More inconspicuous. Now, again, I don't know, today I've been in a few airports, Baruch Hashem, not too many, but, you know, like, well, you find a place and you daven. And
I've been.
And they bother you or you daven?
Nobody bothers.
No, he bothers you. There's a lot weirder things. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to get on. Okay, I'm going to leave this story. Test. Mishu Chokhli is Pal Miyushav. So let's say, again, whatever, one of the scenarios we've been discussing, you got to daven seated. Legitimately, right? You're on a stagecoach, right? You're going on a camel, or, you know, like one of the scenario we just discussed. Kesh Yuchal. So when you have the opportunity, tzarech lachzor lispal palm umad, you have to go back and daven standing, a machaber holds. V'enot tzarech lahosiv bo davar, and you don't have to add anything to your tefillah. Now, what the machaber is referring to is, because we have a concept, as, and we'll get into that, a tefillas nedava. In other words, if you daven, you daven. Let's say you daven mincha. So you could daven a second mincha if you want, as a donation, but there's two buts. If you're davening at tefillas nedava, there's two big buts. Number one is you have to, in your second tefillah, which is just a, you know, I'm a nice guy, I want to talk again to Hashem, you have to be machadish bodavar. You have to have, in your second Shemoneh Esrei, something different. You have to say something new. Daven for something different than you did in the original one. That's one thing. Second of all, and this is the big but, the big one is, you have to be assured, since you don't have to daven this second tefillah, you already daven, let's say, mincha. You don't have to daven mincha. So you're just davening because you want to daven to Hashem. So the second caveat is, you have to be assured that you're the type of person you could have kavana for every single word. Yeah, exactly. Well, that basically knocks most, unless you're Rabbi Eliashiv or something like that. So here, the Machaber is saying that if you go back and daven a second time, you should daven a second time, and you don't have to come up with a new thing. The mere fact that, let's say, the first time I daven, let's say mincha, I daven, I was on a stagecoach, I daven, or I was on the 405, right? I daven seated, And now I'm standing is a big enough chiddush, is a big enough novel thing that's different from number one to number two, that you don't have to come up with a new idea. The mere fact that you're standing for number two, which you didn't do for number one, is enough of a chiddush. So there's two things. First of all, you don't have to add something new. Second of all, the Mechaber really in the first part is saying a bigger idea, that if you daven seated, you should daven a second tefillah. Because the fact that you daven seated isn't so I, as we call it in the technical term. And okay.
So if you daven mincha on an airplane, and you
right?
Get
no, or like before, like a couple weeks ago, somebody's on the 405, stuck, right?
So you daven
in the car, seated, right? So then let's say all of a sudden there's Kriyas Yamsuf, and the guy gets home in 5-10 minutes, he runs into shul, and we're about to daven mincha. So according to the Mechaber, you should daven again. You should daven mincha again. So according to the Mechaber, yes, he should do that. That's a $24,000 question. It's gone down from $64,000. Even though Torah is invaluable. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that, first of all, one thing is that I should make this clear. The Mechaber is now holding the second time you daven, the mere fact that you're davening standing and you're sat the first time was not so good, and therefore the second time you're davening is not a nedava. It's not like the tefillah I said before. It's not like a donation where you have to concentrate. You should just daven because you sat. But as Mr. Magi was referring to, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achronim that you don't have to daven a second time. You don't have to daven a second time. And he says that's the custom people who travel, and is that they have to daven seated. But still, they don't, if they have a chance, they do not daven a second time. Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to, you could. If you want to daven a second time, but now, according to this, again, now we've had a quantum shift. According to the Achronim that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down, according to the Mechaber, the second time when you daven standing is not a tefillah of nedava. It's not a donation. You have to stand. So therefore, the second tefillah is not a nedava. But once we say that you really don't have to daven at all, we go like those achron who disagree with the chaver and say that when you daven seated, you are yotze davening. So now there's a quantum shift, because now if you want to go back and daven a second time, you could. But that tefillah that you daven a second time, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is a tefillas nedava. Therefore, A, you have to come up with something new to daven for. Right? I don't know, whatever it is. B, as I said before, you gotta, as he says, batuach she'ekaven liba b'tefilaso. You have to be certain that you could stay focused. Okay. He says you shouldn't do it, right? Because this is the famous opinion. That's what I was alluding to before. Mishnah Berurah brings it down all the time, that the Prima Gun says that it's not worth it to daven today a tefillas nedava because
you can't focus.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Oh, let me change one thing. The Mishnah Berurah says here, you have to stay focused if you want to daven a second time, but you don't have to come up with a new chiddush, excuse me, because, again, this mere standing is enough of a chiddush. Okay, we'll do the Ramah tomorrow. It's like a summer thing, but, again, it's a very interesting idea, Machlokas Mechaber in the Mishnah Berurah, about if you sat during davening, whether you should, at some later point, daven again. Okay?